heavy, so hard to move. But don't you let it pull you lower, 'cause the world needs more people like you. People like you. There's one thing I know is true. The world could use more people like you. You don't know.
You just heard a snippet of the new single, People Like You, by Canadian roots artist Carissa. Carissa released her debut EP, Love and Be Loved, delivering the stories about real heartache, true love, pain, and ecstasy, with lyrics that testify to well-earned wisdom far beyond her years. Here to talk about her new EP is Canadian roots artist Carissa. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Kim.
Oh, it's so nice. Finally, you've got an amazing voice. I am such a fan.
Thank you so much.
Gorgeous, gorgeous storyteller you are.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations on the new EP. So you are new to the audience here, so let's go back a little bit and just tell them a little bit about you and what your start in music has been. Just a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, well, I'm from Burlington, Ontario, and I've been performing since I was 12 years old, basically anywhere I could. And I kind of got into songwriting when I was around, I mean, I was writing songs at 8 years old, but they weren't very good songs. And I just continued with that. I really loved it. And around 18 years old is when I started to really listen to lyrics in songs, and just continued with it and did some co-writing as well.
Wow. That early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you loved the songwriting.
I did. And especially too, after high school, I went to Nashville a few times, and I went to conferences, music conferences, and just really putting myself out there and wanting to learn more about it. I did a songwriting camp there, and it was a really cool experience. And I just learned a lot about it.
You started playing guitar, didn't you, early on?
I did. I found an old guitar in my grandpa's basement, and I taught myself some chords from his guitar books that he had. And I was 12 years old.
I know that your mom loves Blue Rodeo and just the influences you had growing up in music.
Yeah, I mean, we always had just very timeless classic music on. My parents have a great collection, and I mean, I was listening to Queen and Alison Krauss and like Pat Benatar and music like that. Mm-hmm. I would still listen to pop music, of course, but I really loved those classic songs.
Is there a storyteller that you really gravitated to, or a song that just gave you that emotive feeling, like instantly?
Mm-hmm. Definitely Stevie Nicks. Just all her songs. I just find her so magical. Just a really magical person and storyteller.
One of the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Brandi Clark as well. Her songwriting is amazing. And I've seen her live too, but I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm. Some of the best, Stevie Nicks for sure. But Brandi, she is so, you know, underrated today.
Yeah, I love her voice.
Mm-hmm. She's got one of those incredible voices that you don't forget. Yours is one of those, because you've got
thank you.
I know you've been doing a lot of vocal lessons and just further developing, you know, your passion for music and being able to learn your craft, you know, to the level that you have. And has it ever paid off? Because you've been doing what? Professional singing for what, 10 years now?
Oh yeah.
Somewhere
it's been,
in there?
It's been over a decade now. And I mean, I took vocal lessons just for a few years to kind of learn the basics. Mm-hmm. And I grew up really shy too. So my voice was pretty non-existent until I signed up for some lessons and really built my confidence that way. Mm-hmm. And they helped me really project my voice.
What was the biggest connection when it comes to lyrical writing? Because it's so important when it comes to honesty and connecting with fans and being authentic. Yeah. And having your own sound. And I know that would take time with the sound, but when it comes to connecting with lyrics, how important is that to you?
Well, for me, I mean, I'm always writing from just the heart and my own personal experiences. And that's just always been something that I've done. And it's the coolest thing when people message me and tell me they connected so deeply with my lyrics and, mm-hmm. and the songs. It's just the biggest compliment I can get.
It's nice when somebody can connect to that story, and then you hear all these other situations in life that fit to that song, and it's interesting to hear other people's takes on it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because it could be something completely different, and it just made them think of something else.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's amazing what music does.
Yeah. I've always thought music is just so powerful.
It is. And especially today, you know, everything that we're going through today in this generation, we never ever saw that one coming. And, you know, to what's going on in the world, and music is really keeping everybody connected. And with the borders, everything that's gone through with the pandemic, and what's been the biggest change for you personally going through all of this, what you've learned about yourself?
Well, you know what? The 2020 was really, really hard. Just being a very social person and always wanting to go to shows and play my own shows, and then not being able to do that and waking up feeling like you just don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. That was really, really challenging. And I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Those were some really dark times for me. And I definitely learned a lot of patience, because I was looking forward to recording new songs in 2020. And then when that didn't happen, we were looking more towards 2021. So it was a year of just really not knowing.
Mm-hmm. I know,
definitely learned a lot of patience.
Yeah, a lot of people lost, you know, I don't know if it's the right word is identity, but I know some of the singers I've had on just in the last week have talked about what they went through and thinking, you know what, I'm never going to be able to do this again. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. their identity solely connects to just music. Are you like that too? Or do you have an identity outside of what you do for a living?
I mean, music is the most, like, I'm just most passionate about singing and being my musical self. So for me, that was me. I didn't understand what was happening, and I just felt very lost. And, mm-hmm. and that's a long time to feel that way.
Mm-hmm. It's unprecedented what we've gone through. Yeah. You know, at this time, like, I know with our grandparents and our parents, they've seen this and lived through much worse. But, you know, when it comes to our generation, it's just a complete shock when you've got everything like for radios changed dramatically, you know, in comparison to where our parents, how they watch TV or you know, how they listen to music, you know, back then.
Yeah. And we were just a little more lucky having all this technology now. I mean, what would we have done 30 years ago, right?
Right. And, you know, when you're looking at it, it's just like what we are, you know, like we had so much that opened up to us with technology that allowed us to still be able to do our job. For me, I wasn't on the carpet anymore. I wasn't at, you know, the events anymore to do the interviews there. Just everybody had to reinvent themselves. But without technology, like, we're pretty lucky if you look at the silver lining of all this.
Very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can still get in touch with your fans. It's not like, you know, you're not able to do that anymore because people were doing the live shows. I know you did.
It's so true.
Yeah. Like you did, I think you did one drive-in or a couple drive-ins last year.
I did a drive-in show. Yeah, that was my first one. And I really enjoyed it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't weird to you?
At that time, you know what? At that time, though, people were actually outside of their car. So it was more like a tailgate kind of show.
Okay, so that wasn't so bad. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really cool, though.
Mm-hmm. I remember everybody talking about the award shows and when we couldn't get out of the cars at that point.
Yeah.
And everybody just honking the horn. You're playing to honking horns because it's different because you can't, like, you're playing live, mm-hmm. but you can still feel faces and you can still see them.
Yeah, I think so. It was a little better than just a live stream, at least to be able to mm-hmm. to be out there and just on stage again.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice a big difference in your writing going through that dark time and really tapping into that vulnerability?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. My writing has completely changed. And I mean, I've never really been scared to write what I'm really feeling, mm-hmm. but I just find that my lyrics now are just so much deeper and meaningful.
It's not as hard to get there.
I guess it's really not.
Yeah. In comparison to before, you might have had to struggle a little bit more to feel what you needed to feel for a project.
I'm, yeah,
right?
I'm just feeling it all now.
It's just going, I can't shut it off.
Exactly.
I know, you just don't know, right? Which one's better.
Yeah.
This album is amazing, your EP.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love every single song, and I could play every single song over and over again. So, yeah,
that
really
means
good.
So much. I put that the order together as well, and I really wanted people to listen from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was a journey there, and I hope people listen top to bottom.
Well, you have to, because each song takes you in a different place in life, a different snippet in life, and they kind of go back to back, you know, when you're traveling through that journey through each song. And it's pretty special. So very, very smart. Really well done.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really well done. When you're reflecting on the songs, take us through the writing process for this project.
Sure. There's quite a story there, because I was not really doing much other than the first few months of 2020 were just so quiet. I really didn't play music. I didn't really have it in me. I was just feeling really sad. Mm-hmm. And finally, I just got this boost of energy, and I really missed it. And I reached out to my friend Carrie and wanted to write again.
Are you talking about Carrie DeMayer? Oh,
yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, she is one of my all-time favorite writers here in Canada.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's amazing. So we were doing a lot of Zoom writes, and I feel like it came back for me, and I just took advantage of it. I was doing weekly writes, and it was just kind of weird at first doing those Zoom writes, mm-hmm. but then I started to like them. At first I wasn't sure about it, but I really did start liking them just to be able to wake up and have something to do.
Mm-hmm. True.
But these songs, I think they mean so much more to me, because I mean, I just find this whole album pretty positive, and to look at how I was actually just feeling. I just feel so proud of these songs and just putting something that's so positive out into the world. It's really special to me now to look back on that.
I'm really, really hoping that the fans will listen to this one front to back. Because
I really want them to.
Well, it's just, there's so many special songs. And unfortunately, a lot of the time on radio, you'll have the lead single that comes off, and then you might have another single. And sometimes people miss the album. And, you know, this is just a very special EP. And every song, you know, has a place, I think, that's going to hit home for so many people out there, especially today. And it's something that we need right now. But man, just a way of being able to flip the lyrics and flip the time, you know, that you're going through, you know, and taking yourself through that journey and coming out the other side. And I think we all need that more now than ever.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy, because I mean, the one song, the title track, Love and Be Loved, mm-hmm. that song was really inspired just by having my boyfriend there with me through it all. We had just met in 2020 at the beginning.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah. So we were just getting to know each other, and then we couldn't see each other. So it was the strangest of times. Mm. And then I just felt so lucky and grateful to have him there throughout it all. And I remember...
Nice.
Yeah, and I remember this, I was in my bedroom at the time, and he had gifted me a keyboard he never used. And I was just looking out the window. It was a summer day. And the line that came to my head was just to love and be loved. And just how it was the only thing I needed in that moment.
Wow.
And and just being, not having that human connection with people those days.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, this whole EP just is really special to me.
It's very personal.
Yeah, it is.
Very personal journey. That is such a great way to look at it, because when you look back at what our grandparents went through, and you know, when you're looking at the wars that have gone on, you know, in the past, and how people would spend over a year, sometimes 3 years, before they would see one another. And they would just have gotten married. And there was such complete 100% commitment to your partner.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very rare these days to be able to love the way that we should, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very unique way to...
Special, yeah. It's special when you find it.
Exactly. And you hold on to it. But it's hard to get people today to look at love that way, because the moment something goes wrong, hey, we're not getting along, it's just they move on instead of working through it, which is what our parents did and our grandparents, right?
Right. And people just go online and they mm-hmm. flip through things, and it's just...
Yeah.
I don't know why it's changed so much, but...
There isn't the same respect for one another.
And
I just wish we thought more of ourselves. And
I just wish people would be more kind in general.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's so many kind people out there, but just, you just never know what people are going through. And if that's just one thing
mm-hmm.
in that day you can do, just smile at someone and, you know, like, have a good day and hold the door. Like, those things just mean so much.
You just never know, because I used to say this all the time, you know, when I was speaking nationally, it's just when you bump into somebody, if you didn't say you were sorry and that person had their head down, you just don't know. Like, it could be, you know, a day where they decide they were going to check out.
Yeah.
And just that brief second that you turn around and say, listen, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Can switch somebody's life.
And looking people in the eye too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eye contact is just so important.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I'm telling you, we can make a difference if we just really tried.
Yeah.
We really could. Yes, we can. Let's talk about writing the song The Last Time. Let's start with that one.
Yeah. So I actually wrote this song with Jessica Mitchell, and I am a huge fan of hers.
She is so good too. You've got some great writers on this one.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
This song actually is one of my favorites, and it started, I was on a walk down by the beach in Burlington, and I was with my boyfriend at the time, and it was just a beautiful day, a beautiful summer day. And I just remember thinking, I didn't want this day to end.
Mm-hmm.
And just how special it is to love someone, and just being grateful for them, and loving people like it's just the last time you'll see them. And I think that's just really important as well, to always remember that. We don't know what can happen.
Because you guys didn't see each other for a while through the pandemic, right?
Yeah, there were times where we couldn't see each other, and at first, and then we still got to see each other afterwards, and
mm-hmm.
but there were times where we had to isolate, and 2 weeks is a long time.
Young love. It's so true though. It's so true, because normally you're inseparable.
Honestly, and it just felt like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where that song started. And I pulled out my phone when I just, this melody came to my head, and he was there, and I'm just singing into my phone. And I go, yep, it's a song idea.
Did he love your voice as much as we do?
Yeah. The night we met, I was telling him that I was a singer. And then, of course, he looked me up, and I probably surprised him.
Well, you said you were a singer, but wait a second.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, but Jessica and I wrote this song on Zoom, actually.
Oh, wow.
And the song was very acoustic and a little slower, actually, than what you hear on the final version of that. Mm-hmm. And Colin, just my producer, Colin Cripps, really he really brought life into this song and made it more upbeat. And just this song was actually just so cool to see the transformation in the studio. And at the time, we were wearing masks in the studio, and we had listened to the whole track. And I was like, guys, you can't see it, but I'm smiling so big right now.
Well, I'm telling you, he's done an amazing job when it comes to each one of these songs. And just being able to pull out and make those lyrics just stand out completely, you know, with your voice. And that's pretty spectacular. And being able to lay back on instruments, too, is just as important as putting the instruments in. And he's just done a brilliant job with this.
Yeah, it was such an amazing experience working with someone like him.
Your mom must have been thrilled.
Oh, she was. and especially too, because I got to record at the Blue Rodeo Studio.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, your mom is such a huge fan. And no one, Colin was producing it. She must have just been, oh, please let me run into him. Let me run into him. Who's her favorite
for Blue Rodeo? Jim Cuddy. Yeah. Jim Cuddy. Yeah.
What's her favorite song? Do you know?
She really likes Bad Timing.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, she really likes that song.
Yeah, they're such a classic, incredible band. I've worked with them so often, and they did my show. Gosh, it'd be back in 2001.
Oh, that's so cool.
And a very special show that I do for Lost and Missing Children back then, and they simulcasted that for me. So it was just great to work with them. Yeah. They're amazing, all of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to play this one right now. So this is the first one we're going to play. We're going to play a few of them off the album, but I just want to make sure we're getting as many in as we can, because this is such a great album, and I don't normally do this many. But yeah, that's just how strong I feel about this one. So there you go.
Aw, thank you.
So here is The Last Time by Emerging Roots artist Carissa here on Music's Journey.
Like it's the last time, like it's
That was The Last Time by emerging roots artist Carissa off her debut EP, Love and Be Loved, that is out right now. The song was co-written by Canadian songstress Jessica Mitchell. She hits a sweet country groove with romantic good vibes, celebrating the magic of time that you spend with your person. Such a great song. Don't forget you can download Love and Be Loved or the single The Last Time on all your streaming platforms. You can share it on your playlist and you can also request it at your local country radio station. Such a great song.
Thank you.
Such a good song. Okay, so what is the biggest, I was gonna say, life lesson for you, like when you're looking at success when you first started out to what you look at success today, has that changed over all of this?
I mean, I think so. As long as you're happy and you're doing what you love and you get to do that every day, I mean, I think that's all that matters in this world, and just being able to continue to do that.
Very true. Just simplistic, and that's what it needs to be, right? Sometimes we can really overthink it, and if we just have value in ourselves and, you know, being able to remember what our core value is, and we came here without anything, we're going to go out without anything. Yeah, and just remembering to love another, you know, love each other, right?
Of course. And I think just being able to wake up and be really happy and just passionate about something, I think that's really all that matters. And I mean, of course I want to sell a million copies. that's definitely a goal. But right now I'm really proud of what I've created, and I hope that I can continue to do that and inspire others as well.
Well, you're doing something that you absolutely love and believe in.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can really connect with your song. So I'm really hoping, you know, that you're just going to evolve and evolve and evolve.
And yeah, I'm excited for the next one.
I know. Oh, you probably already done it by this point, because by the time you're... I probably know. So we'll talk about that after. So guarantee that's probably on the agenda for you. Okay, so congratulations as well on signing with Coalition. You did that in 2019.
We did, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That must have felt really great, you know, when that moment came along for you too.
It was. And I've been working towards something like that since I was 12, and just wanting guidance, and I feel like I finally have that.
Mm-hmm.
And just a team that wants to see you do good and help you get there.
Makes a difference what a team can do, and they just don't get the recognition. You know, for fans, they don't know the team that's behind what it takes just to get a song on radio and get it out to get it out there right across Canada, you know, into the States, into the UK and Australia, and, you know, just the team that it takes to be able to put everything together. It's a lot.
It is. And that's just, it's so true. Mm-hmm. I think people that aren't in music, they just have really no idea what goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, especially for independent artists, right?
Yeah.
It just takes an awful lot, and you had to do that for a long period of time.
I did, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know what it's like to wear all those hats and do what you got to do to make it happen.
Yep.
All right, so talk about what this song, like Scars and All, I can't say enough for Carrie, because she's just such an incredible writer. But as soon as I heard the song, I went, oh, my hair stood up.
Oh.
And then I saw who wrote it with you, and it's just like, oh, well, that makes sense, because she does it to me every time. So yeah. So talk about writing this one. What a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you. This is actually one of my favorite songs to perform live.
Mm.
It's just so fun to play on guitar, and I have a really great time singing it. But this song goes back a few years, and it's pretty funny actually, because that day we were writing, I had no idea what I wanted to write about, and I had a chord progression though that I kept playing, and I thought it was really cool, so I showed Carrie. She really liked it, and normally we write, I'll have a melody kind of pop into my head, and I might have some lyrics floating around, but that day, I mean, I didn't really have a whole lot of words. It was just more so a melody.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie was going through some of her notes, and she saw Scars and All, just a title. And normally we don't do that, but we started that song just with that title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we just talked about past relationships and people just wanting someone to really love you for who you are and just being yourself and not having to change for someone.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And, yeah. You know, so many of us, that's how we look at it. Sometimes it needs to be that way. You know, when it comes to things that might be vices and things like that, that are in a relationship.
Yeah.
But yeah, you want people to be able to do it, you know, for themselves before they're, you know, they gotta do it to improve on their own.
Exactly.
You know,
and
you don't want to
change. Of course, we're
gonna
grow.
That's right. Everybody
exactly.
does. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful song. As I said, she is so insane, like when it comes to her talent.
Oh, she's such an amazing writer, yeah.
And she writes for so many people. People don't realize, too, half the songs they're listening to on the radio here in Canada. You know, she's had her hand in.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so, so good. Really, really great, uplifting song. We're going to play this one right now. Such a special one. And
Yay.
This is, and I know you did a live on the floor acoustic for this one that people can also see that I'll be putting in the article that they can check out for the video. But I think it does this song. It's perfect.
Because, oh, I love what Colin did to this song.
Oh, incredible. Absolutely love it. So here it is. And this is Scars and All by Roots artist Carissa here on Music's Journey.
On the surface, it looks like it's worth it. How do you know for sure? Till you sift through the ashes from the fiery crashes of a heart that's been broke before. I'm warning you, baby, before you fall. Gotta love me from the inside out, scars and all. There is no maybe. Don't want any doubts. Gotta take me as I am, scars and all. Lost who I am in the arms of a man. It's as lonely as it gets. I've been afraid to reveal what might never heal, but I'm through compromising myself. I'm warning you, baby, before you fall. Gotta love me from the inside out, scars and all. There is no maybe, don't want any doubts. Gotta take me as I am, scars and all. We all have scars. Some you don't see till the dark. Yeah, we all have scars. And I want you to see them all. I'm warning you, baby, before you fall. Gotta love me from the inside out, scars and all. There is no maybe, don't want any doubts. Gotta take me as I am, scars and all. I'm warning you, baby, before you fall. Gotta love me from the inside out, scars and all. There is no maybe, don't want any doubts. Gotta take me as I am, scars and all. Oh, oh, gotta take me as I am, scars and all. Oh, oh, gotta take me as I am, scars and all.
That was Scars and All by Country Roots artist Carissa. This song is off her debut EP, Love and Be Loved, that's out right now. I get goosebumps listening to this one, and I can listen to it over and over again, and I love the acoustic live on the floor. And Carrie, holy cow, incredible.
Aww, I love to hear that.
Beautifully written and flawless vocals. So powerful. uplifting song. Really good.
Thank you so much.
Really good. Don't forget you can download Scars and All. The whole album would be great because you got to listen to it front and back. I'm just reminding everybody. So Love and Be Loved EP on all your streaming platforms and share it on all your playlists. And you can request it at your local country radio station. We're going to be playing a few off the new EP. And another one that we were talking about earlier at the top of the show, and that is the lead title track for this one. And that is Love and Be Loved. So tell us a little bit more about this song.
Yeah, this song had some really great writers on it, actually. Tom Wilson, Jesse O'Brien, and Colin Cripps as well, too. But this song, I know I talked about it a little earlier, but it really started with just a few lyrics that were floating around. And I was looking out the window, and I actually taught myself just a few chords on piano during the pandemic. Had a lot of time on my hands, of course, so I was feeling inspired, and I just taught myself some chords, and I kept playing those, and that was the first melody that I wrote on piano. So it's really special to me, and to bring that to Tom and Jesse in the studio, we ended up writing almost, we pretty much finished the song that day, and we actually recorded a demo. It was very, very raw, just with my voice and piano. And of course, Jesse is just an amazing pianist. So like just being able to work with those guys was a really great experience for me. And then Colin heard the song and loved it. And we worked on it a little more. He helped me get like a really powerful bridge too.
The build up to that.
Yeah.
The build up to that was so cool. I really loved that.
Thank you. Yeah. He believed we needed a bridge for that song. And I went home after the studio that day and just basically where it all started. I went back and was playing those chords, and it's just surreal really when I look back on it.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you start out with something and it means so much to you. And then when you pass that song off to the producer and see what they do with it, it's a lot of people are afraid because they get stuck in their own sound and their own music. And being able to trust your team, which is what you've got, a great team behind you, for people that believe in you, for him to be able to pull this song out. And just, it really showcases your vocal so raw. And that's the point behind these songs.
Yeah.
Is just bring in every single note, every lyric, every word. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get the hairs on the back of my neck standing up for these ones. And it's just such a great production and incredible writing with all of you.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly what Colin said, too. He just wanted to make my voice shine.
Mm-hmm. He did. He did that. He really did that. You can catch glimpses. I don't know who does the fans say that you sound like.
It's funny. I get Sheryl Crow. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a little bit.
Yeah, when you're doing your lower ranges, it reminds me of some of her latest music. And then there's just little bits and pieces in there. Yeah, who else did they say?
I definitely have a lower voice, but sometimes Stevie Nicks too, with like the vibrato and just the just having like a lower voice, and a little bit of Amy Winehouse too.
True.
Just having that grit.
Yeah. Now that you said that, absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to hear you do a couple covers just to of these artists that we all love so much, and just hear your voice behind that. It'd be so
cool.
It's
funny. For a while there, I haven't really covered any songs because I was working more on my own. But the other day, I was just playing around with that song "Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes," and I'm starting to cover things again because now I'm kind of, I mean, I'm still writing, of course, but I have more time to just listen to songs that inspire me and then I want to sing them.
Oh, you're gonna have to send me an email if you've done one.
I will.
Yeah,
I
want to hear it because you've got such an incredible voice. And I know that Colin's going to, like, he's going to pull more and more and more out of you. and what you don't even know you're capable of, because I think we're just still hitting the tip of the iceberg with you.
Yeah, I think so too. And Colin did such a great job with just letting me just be myself in the studio, and just a lot of breathing room in the production as well.
Great. Really great. And that makes you feel good too, you know, to be able to be trusted, you know, and them believing enough in you to say, you know what, let her go with this one.
Yeah. And it was really cool because a lot of these, all these songs actually were really just full takes, recording full takes. And People Like You was actually just one full take, just guitar and vocals together. And that song is so special to me and means so much to me, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, definitely, because that we'll come back to that one. We're going to play the title track right now. So this one's such a special one, and we might as well do this one before we talk about any of the others. So here is the title track, Love and Be Loved, by the emerging roots artist Carissa, here on Music's Journey.
Maybe it's magic, some kind of lucky break. You were a chance I had to take. The door swung open, that's when our hearts met. Willing to take all that we could get.
That was the title track debut EP, Love and Be Loved by my very special guest, Roots artist Carissa. Don't forget you can download your copy of Love and Be Loved on all the streaming platforms and share it on all your playlists. Just remember, when you're sharing it on your playlists, there are a lot of people, you know, that are outside of our country that tap into playlists, you know, that are on all the streaming platforms right now. And it sometimes they would never be able to hear these songs unless they could tap into some of your playlists. So don't forget to add it to yours, because these are such great singles and tracks, and this whole entire album, you're going to love it. So you can request it at your local country radio station as well. Any of the ones that you find that you're just, you know, special to you. And that really helps the artist too. Makes a big difference.
It really does.
It does. That is something really special, because you got such a gorgeous, rich, soulful voice.
And oh, thank you.
That is something that I appreciate. I think probably more so. I think just being in this business as long as I have, it really carries somebody a long way, because you got so much versatility in what you can cover when it comes to your music. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that you listened to when you were younger that your mom and dad might have gravitated to, or maybe a grandparent that you heard?
You know what? I actually listened to, just on my own, I really liked listening to the Dixie Chicks.
Hmm. Okay.
Natalie Maines, her voice is amazing. And I really liked Traveling Soldier. And that was actually one of the first songs that I learned how to play on guitar.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Is there a favorite artist today on radio?
Who am I listening to right now? I listen to so much music, but I really enjoy listening to the Lumineers.
Mm.
They're one of my favorite bands actually right now.
They are so good. Really,
I just
really
find,
good.
Yeah, I find their music just so raw and real, and just the instruments and their lyrics. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan.
They have really developed when it comes to using different sounds from different genres, you know, that they've been bringing into their music now too.
Yeah, it's just so rootsy, and just, I listen to their songs and it just, exactly what you were saying about the goosebumps, and you just feel so much.
Is there a song in particular that's really moved you of theirs?
Yeah, I like Cleopatra a lot. Mm,
I love that one too. That's one of my favorites, absolute favorites of theirs. Nice. Very, very cool. It's just nice to be able to get to know you a little bit better, and where, you know, things come from, you know, for you.
Of course.
And, you know, just how you hear music. Because it's one thing to write it, but it's different, you know, for a songwriter and what they pick up in a song in comparison to what most of us do.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about People Like You.
Yeah.
This one is such a favorite for so many fans right now.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of really great, just positive messages with this song. And that's exactly what I really hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
But People Like You... I wrote this song with Crystal Lee and Emily.
Mm, nice.
And we wrote this one over Zoom as well. A lot of these songs started on Zoom.
Well, I guess they kind of would, wouldn't they?
I mean, we didn't really have any other options.
I was going to say, there's not much you could do at this point. So I would imagine you would do most of these over Zoom.
Yep. And it's pretty crazy, actually, because I was in Nashville for my first real writing trip in 2019. And I was writing with Crystal Lee and Jimmy Thau at the time. And that day, Crystal came into the session and she was saying how she was thinking of the world needs more people like you, or the world could use more people like you.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I remember I really loved that line, but we didn't end up using it that day. But it just stuck with me. And People Like You was written actually in honor of my friend when I found out that he had suddenly passed. And it was quite the shock, because he was just a really great, funny, bright person.
Mm.
He just had a lot of energy, and it was contagious. So when I found out that he was gone, I honestly really couldn't believe it. And it was just a sad time for me. And those lines, that line came back to me, and I had this melody just running through my head, and I knew I had to write it with Crystal. So I ended up reaching out to Crystal again, and we wrote it with Emily, and it was just such an emotional writing session.
I can't imagine, you know, when it comes, but it's a legacy, you know, that there's an attachment to that song that's very special to you.
Yeah, and it was hard to get through. That's just even writing that song and then performing it for the first time. I wasn't sure if I was going to even get through it.
Oh, you know, that's so nice. And a legacy that is always going to live on as somebody's soul that touched you.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about. And making sure that we leave that stamp in life. And that's what it's, you know, that's our legacy. That's our true legacy, is when we touch people. Very cool song. We're going to play this one right now. And this is People Like You by Emerging Roots Artist with that killer voice is Carissa here on Music's Journey.
All the weight on your shoulders gets so heavy, so hard to move. But don't you let it pull you lower, 'cause the world needs more people like you. People like you are one in a million, know how to listen. People like you are good at forgiving, even when you don't have to. If there's one thing I know is true, more people like you. You don't know how much you inspire everybody you get close to. Being magic, it must get tired, but the world needs more people like you. People like you, one in a million, know how to listen. People like you are good at forgiving, even when you don't have to. If there's one thing I know is true, the world could use more people like you.
That was People Like You by Roots artist Carissa off her debut album, Love and Be Loved. And that's out right now. One of my favorites on this amazing EP. Love this song.
Well, thank you so much. It's one of my favorites too. Yeah.
Now you were talking about another one that's very special to you. Talk about that.
Yeah, Starlit Sky. That song was actually the first song I wrote in 2020 with Carrie DeMare again. And
oh, Carrie's off this one too.
Carrie's on this song, yeah.
Hmm.
We wrote this song on Valentine's Day.
You know how many times I hear that with people that have written with Carrie? She always, she's got to be writing on that day every time.
Oh, yeah. Love songs, always.
That is so cool. It's such a good song. Tell us about writing this.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember now, just this song started, I was playing some chords and I was picking, and I kind of had a chorus going, and just in that moment, it was just after I had met my boyfriend, and I was just feeling so grateful and thinking, just where did this person come from? They just flew out from the sky, and then we met. And it was just very serendipitous.
Mm.
And we just held on to that. And the song, I mean, this song just honestly, I feel like it was one of those just that wrote itself. It was a very easy song to write for me. And it was really cool to see Colin bring this one to life with all those background effects, and it just sounded like a galaxy. It was really cool to hear in the studio.
Yeah, I think fans are gonna really be surprised when they hear it.
Oh, I hope they love it.
Oh, they will. They absolutely will. We're gonna play it right now. Here is Starlight Sky by country roots artist Carissa here on Music's Journey.
Voice that wanders inside my head keeps telling me that all good things come to an end. I've come to realize the truth behind that lie. I've used it's not you, it's me, it's just bad timing. Instead of coming clean with what my heart was hiding, things don't end cause they're good, they end cause they should. No one ever gave me a reason to fall and feel that it's worthwhile. My hope was lost, almost stop believing until you flew down from that starlit sky. Sky. Everything I lost to find while on my way. The pain, the tears, and the years of solitude. A lucky star was listening, knew exactly what I was missing. No one ever gave me a reason to fall and feel that it's worthwhile. My hope was lost, I almost stop believing until you flew down from that starlit sky, breathing life into this heart of
was Starlight Sky by country artist Carissa. Do you have time to, let's talk about the what you're going to be playing, because do you have any live shows coming up?
I do have some live shows coming up.
Okay, so just if you remember a few of them and just tell the fans where they can get all that information.
Yeah, I'll be playing at the Moonshine Cafe. It's one of my favorite places to play.
It's a good one.
Yeah. This one in particular is with my friend Jeff Brown, and he puts together different singer-songwriters, and he has the full band backing us.
Oh, nice.
So it's really special because, I mean, a lot of us play just acoustically, and it'll be really great to just have the full band there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually May 19th.
Well, that's coming. That's coming soon.
It is. It's next Thursday.
Yeah, that's coming fast. May's flying by, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can't wait. But that's coming up. And then I'm playing at Fenelon Falls June 17th, and that'll be outside.
Oh, nice.
And it's a very gorgeous spot.
I know. I love it there.
I've never been, but I'm really excited to go there. And then I have a show at the Terra Estate Winery July 23rd with some really amazing artists. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
Who's playing that one with you?
There's a lot. Off the top of my head, Madeline Merlot, Andrew Hyatt.
Nice.
Aaron Allen.
All the ones I'm having on the show or I've had on the show just in the last couple weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're really good. Andrew's coming on the show next week, but everybody else we've had. Aaron, I just love him to death. He'll take you under his wing too, I'm sure.
Oh, he's such a great songwriter too. Mm-hmm.
He is so, so good. Really great. And that's going to be so exciting for you to finally be able to get out and play this entire EP.
Oh, live. Yeah. I'm so excited for that.
Oh, I can't imagine. Is there any other news that you've got coming up? Well, we got to talk about new music because I know you're doing that.
Oh, well, I've been writing basically for the last year still. Just I still write a lot. So I have a lot of songs in the vault, and I can't wait to record these ones.
Oh, so cool. We're so excited for you. Couple quick burning questions, if that's okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I'm going to fire these off at you.
Okay.
Favorite cocktail for the summertime?
A sangria.
Ooh, nice. Girl after my own heart. Okay. Favorite barbecue meal?
I love chicken souvlaki.
Ooh. They have such great stuff in Vaughan and Maple. I miss it.
Well, my family's Greek, so that's my favorite
Dundas,
summer barbecue.
Danforth, I should say. Danforth.
Yeah, taste of the Danforth. Oh, I really hope that's back this year.
I hope so. Everything else is on, so hopefully that will be. I miss that.
I know, and the CNE too. That's one of my favorite spots.
Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. Okay, so if you could travel anywhere in the world to see and feel the culture of the people, where would it be and why?
I would really love to go to Italy.
Any particular spot?
Rome.
Oh, so nice.
I just think it's so beautiful. And just to have the good pasta and just pizza and good wine too. Oh.
It's just a different atmosphere and just the way that they connect to each other. Family's just so huge.
A different lifestyle, really.
Totally different lifestyle. I always say, like, I'm English, but I was born Italian as far as I'm concerned because of the meals that I like and the way that I cook. Yeah,
I know. I should be Italian too.
I know. I'm just adopted myself off that way. I just figured I'm just going to do it. So is my son. He loves the Italian cooking too.
Who doesn't? It's just so good.
I'm telling you, antipastos. There's just so many things that they eat that are so good. Really good. Okay. So fun one. Okay. So you do cover songs.
I do. Okay. Yes. Sometimes.
Okay. So can you give me a couple lyrics from a song that you love the most?
Ooh, Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song.
Can you sing it?
Yeah, sure. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
I love that song. It's such a good song.
Me too. It makes you feel good.
It does. It does. Such a great, great song. Well, congratulations on the new EP, my friend. It is on my playlist and it's staying there for 2022. It's such a great one. So
thank you so much for having me and listening. That it just means so much.
Well, we're excited for you and you make Canada proud, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Well, hopefully you'll be coming back and we will bring you back home when you got some new music. And
I would love to.
Definitely showcase that for you.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right. All right. Well, you enjoy playing at these events that you got coming up and just kill it out there, because you know what? People need to hear your voice.
I will. I can't wait. It's
Oh.
gonna be awesome.
Spread that God-living gift you've got, I'm telling you.
I will. I will.
Okay. You take care. Have a great summer, and hopefully we'll
You
see you out on the
too.
road and we can do the interview there.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, I
Okay.
hope so.
You take care and have a great night.
Okay. You too, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Okay, take
Okay.
care. All right,
Take
bye-bye.
care. Bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, Canadian roots artist Carissa here for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'll be interviewing Miles Goodwin from the rock band April Wine, Sasha, Wes Mack, Big Wreck, Candace, Andrew Hyatt, Justin Hogg, Colin McDonald from the rock band The Trues, Manny Blue, New Moon Junction, Katie Topham, Lindsay Al, Sash Jordan, Katie Hurt, Dustin Collin, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, and so many more. You can check out all my podcasts with the artists' interviews that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You also can check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love, with all the latest music, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.